Well, hello, this is Dr. Cheryl Fraser with a very special invitation for you and your sweetheart to join me this month only, April 13th. I'm offering a free 3-hour workshop on Zoom for you and your sweetheart to reboot your relationship. There'll be a workbook. You'll get to work with me. My husband might do a drive-by. It's going to be a terrific way for you to actually apply some of what you learn here on Sex, Love, and Elephants to your relationships. And yes, give you a chance to hear all about my 3-month program, which is kicking off this year for the only time this year on May 3rd. So make sure you click below, get on the VIP wait list so that you'll be the first to get an invitation to this live and exclusive Zoom workshop with me and some other free content and opportunities to work with me. Ask me your own questions coming up all month long. Now, I am embarking today on a new series of Sex, Love, and Elephant podcasts on the theme of Marriage 911. What's your emergency? So in this series of podcasts, you're going to hear short, intense teachings on some of the biggest pain points couples ever run into, which include being on the edge of divorce, struggling with verbal abuse, recovering or attempting to recover from an affair, feeling simply bored, complacent, and that I love you, ... but I'm not in love with you anymore feeling, and so many more really difficult pain points. Let's keep it real. I am not a rah-rah kind of teacher. I'm deeply trained, and I know that every relationship, including my own, with my own precious partner, run into some big obstacles. It's who we are and what we do together to surmount those obstacles that I'm addressing this month, a very exciting month where I get to meet a bunch of you live. I can hardly wait. So without further ado, let's move into Marriage 911. What's your emergency? So our second topic in Marriage 911, what's your emergency, is verbal abuse. Ignore this at your peril. Let's go. Verbal abuse can destroy your relationship. Welcome to this second in the series of Marriage 911, what's your emergency? And what, of course, I'm tackling in these 6 videos are the biggest pain points, the biggest problems, the biggest struggles that we as couples face. Hey, I'm with you here. I'm in a great marriage with a great man, and we still struggle at times. So let's get really real about the prevalence and intensity of verbal abuse in way too many relationships. Well, Dr. Cheryl, how are you defining verbal abuse? That's a fair question. I'm talking about everything from overt yelling, screaming swear words, super nasty things, critical, contemptuous, you're such a loser. I don't even know why I married you. Why am I even in this relationship? I can't do this anymore. Threats, ultimatums about the relationship, like I just mimicked. I can't do this anymore. I'm out of here. I want a divorce. No one could live with you. These are obvious signs of verbal abuse, and it's what happens when we're flooded. Flooded is a shorthand term that means diffuse physiological arousal, or DPA. What it means is you're super freaking upset. And when we're in that elevated state, a lot of biochemical changes happen. You can learn about it another time, that lead us to be irrational. You know this if you've ever had a flooded argument, even if you don't resort to overt verbal abuse, like yelling, swearing, saying super cruel things, threatening to break up. You know that you have said irrational things. It's not entirely your fault. When we are dysregulated in that way, when we're flooded, we are not rational, and we can go down the spiral death dark rabbit hole into rehashing every old wound and never seeming to get out of that same repeating argument. But verbal abuse can be a lot trickier than those obvious ones. So those of you watching right now that are thinking, thankfully, we don't tend to go there even when we're really upset. Your forms of verbal abuse, or shall I say, verbal unhelpful behavior, might be bickering. It might be little points of criticism where you're a person, and I can sometimes do this. I have to really watch out for this because I'm a bit of a control freak and a perfectionist. Is that I can point out to my sweetheart, oh, could you do that differently? Or, oh, there's a better way to do that. Or thanks for that, but. And I have to really watch for that because that's not a loving act when you're doing it habitually. Or your types of unhelpful, unkind speech might simply be shutting up all the time. And what I mean by that is not participating. Your partner shares something with you. You're sitting, I don't know, reading something on your device, probably. And they say, hey, something really cool happened at work today. It sounds like I'm going to get that promotion. And you go, huh? And you keep on with your
device. I can hear you screaming. I can hear you screaming right now, people. That's not abuse. Well, not in a technical way, for sure, but go with the theme here. What are the ways we communicate or don't communicate in ways that are overtly harmful, yelling, screaming, threatening, or subtly harmful? Checking out, not acknowledging wins, not doing what some theorists call responding to bids for attention, which is a lovely way to put it. Are you someone who avoids conflict to the point where you don't talk about tough stuff and you don't think you have verbal abuse in you? Well, maybe not technically, but what you have is communication problems. Are you someone who doesn't respond when your partner wants to talk to you? Do you go shut yourself away? So there's so many ways. And I know you're like, how do we fix it all? I'm going to give you some ideas right now. But I also want to remind you all, this is a very exciting month or so in terms of the year to come. Once a year, I offer my 12-week program. You'll hear more about that in weeks to come. But what happens leading up to kicking that program off at the beginning of May is I offer unprecedented opportunities to work with me for free in some wonderful workshops coming your way. The best way to hear about those is make sure you click below and get on the wait list. No obligation, of course. And then we will let you know. I'm going to do a 3-hour workshop. You and your sweetheart can come. It's going to be in a couple of weeks. And we're going to work through these three areas. You're going to have a workbook. You're going to work with your partner. It's super amazing. It's free. You're all welcome to attend. But in order to get the registration link, get on the VIP wait list so we can send you that. And if you don't want to come, no problem. There'll be some other free classes with me coming, chances to jump on a Zoom with me and ask me your questions, etc. So get on that and you'll hear about it. And of course, you'll hear about the course when it kicks off towards the end of this month. Okay. So what can we do, Cheryl, about our verbal abuse or our unhelpful communication styles or the ways we let each other down? First of all, you need to learn, and this is hard. I work on this for 4 weeks in the 12-week program with people. You need to learn to self-regulate your emotions, quite simply meaning when you're really upset, I get really upset too. How can you learn to step away, take a time out, calm your physiology, come back from crazy irrational to angry, upset, but reasonable? Secondly, you need to learn on a daily basis, this is like an antidote to the poison of nasty speech, is to learn how to be kind in your speech. And I fail at this too. I can come across as irritable, snappy. It's something that's my life's work to keep working on. But when I'm really being mindful and aware, I'm really careful to do what I call be kind to your friend. Let me repeat that. Be kind to your friend, to your loved one, to your beloved. Instead of saying, hurry up, we're late, you say, honey, I'm a bit worried. Come on, let's go. Don't want to be late. You can change your tone. You can change your words. The final thing I'll say for today about dealing with verbal abuse or crappy communication styles or not communicating at all is to learn to own and apologize. And very simply, everybody, it's really healing. When we mess up, we say something snappy or worse, to say, look, I'm really sorry, that was not cool. I own that. That really can change the tone between the two of you and let you move back into harmony. Don't take my word for it. One of the couples who took my program about 6 months ago, Lisa and Cam, they talk in their testimonial about how they had some really nasty arguments, saying unkind things, but more elevated, angry, yelling. And it was really harming their relationship and really getting in the way of the beautiful love and connection they usually felt. And through the Become Passion program, that's the 12-week program, they learned these skills. Again, the first 4 or 5 weeks of the program, I build in skills to help us learn to communicate differently, more deeply, how to handle the toughest stuff, and more. And they talked about how they are doing, and I think I can quote them here, so more or less, she says, we're doing so much better, so much better. And her wife's like, yeah, we really are. Because they decided to make love intentional. They decided to make their relationship matter. I know you have decided that too, or you wouldn't be watching this video. And I really cherish that. And I want to thank you for your time and attention. I would love the chance to get to meet you in person in the next month or so. So if you want to hear about all those free events and then the upcoming big course with me, make sure you get on that wait list. We won't hassle you. We won't spam you. We'll just invite you to really unique opportunities. For now, shut up and be kind. Watch your manners and tell your sweetheart you love them more often.